Several people suffered smoke-related injuries after a three-alarm fire at a seniors' supportive housing apartment in Vancouver on Tuesday afternoon. Vancouver Fire and Rescue Services Information Officer Matthew Trudeau said two people were transported to the hospital. A total of five people suffered smoke inhalation injuries and a number of people needed assistance getting out of the 1115 Nelson Street building. The 20-story building has 219 units and was built in 1969. According to the Seniors Services Society of BC, the building is known as Nicholson Tower and has a 55-plus age requirement. In a statement to Glacier Media, BC Emergency Health Services said a total of 15 patients were assessed at the scene. Just after 2:39 p.m. those who were transported to hospital were in stable condition, said spokesperson Rochelle Bone. We had numerous persons who needed assistance from their apartment all the way down the stairs, said Trudeau. A number of people had medical issues and mobility restrictions. Nearby resident Giovanna Chiasi was walking in the West End neighborhood around the same time when she saw the blaze. Video she captured shows flames coming out of the building as firefighters worked to get the fire under control. Vancouver Fire and Rescue Services rushed to the scene and had firefighters tackling the seventh-story fire, which extended to the eighth floor. Glacier Media has confirmed that fire alarms were working in the building, but the building does not have any sprinklers above the first floor. In 1990, the City of Vancouver required all new buildings in the city to have sprinklers. By 3 p.m., firefighters had the fire knocked down and were using water streams to evacuate the smoke. Trudeau confirmed two units were damaged. The unit where the fire originated and the one above. There are a number of units that are impacted by smoke and water, he said. Added VFRS. After search operations were completed, firefighters returned to multiple units to help gather pets and personal belongings for residents who were displaced. A total of 42 residents have been displaced, according to Vancouver Fire. A person who lives in the building told Glacier Media those between floors 5 and 8 can't return home and there will be no elevator service for 2 days. From the number of units that were evacuated, multiple buses were on scene to provide shelter, said VFRS, noting emergency support services was on scene for the 42 individuals. Fire investigators are currently investigating the cause and origin of the fire. Accoli at glaciermedia.ca. X, Alana Kelly News.